Coach, the one thing that really stood out in the Virginia Tech game was the rebound, and you had three guys with nine and one with seven. I mean, your post players really did the job.
Yeah, I think it was a 20 rebound differential from the first game. Couple reasons. One, we were really dialed into it, but our defense was really good in terms of eliminating any type of penetration. And when you control the ball and keep the ball in front of you, you're able to maintain your positioning and rebound better. I thought also on the offensive end, because of our movement, especially in the first half, we were able to get some avenues to offensive rebound because we had their defense scrambled up a little bit. So, the rebounding, we have the ability to be a very good rebounding team, and sometimes when we set our mind to it, we're able to prove it.
You talked about probably not being able to stop Eric Green, but you wanted to make him really work for it, and it seemed like that's what you did.
Well, he had to take 20 shots, and we made him work for everything, as evidenced by what happened at the end of the game. But in the half court, there was only two or three times that he got really clean looks. He scored a good amount. I think he made, 9 for 20? So he made, I think two baskets against our half court defense, and the other seven were kind of in transition situations. So I thought Mufon did an unbelievable job, and sometimes you have to sacrifice a little bit on the offensive end, and I thought Mufon did that. I think he had not as good offensive performance as we need him to have, but he was so dialed in and did a great job defensively, even to the point where, a couple of his fouls were just out of, trying to make sure he didn't touch the ball. So he did a good job. And then Brandon Reed was the other defender that guarded him, and I thought, he did a good job as well.
Yeah, and Brandon, coming off the bench, had a very good all-around game, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 9 points.
That makes us a different team. When we have him and Cam coming off the bench and giving us a big lift, we're a much different team, much better team. And as the season, ends to the second half now of the league, we need that for sure.
The other player that you noticed you did a better job on this game was Barnsdale, too. 1.4 rebounds.
I thought our big guys did a really good job, making Rain score over or through us, keeping them all off the glass, and they did a good job on Barksdale. They went with a kind of a smaller lineup at times because of trying to stretch our defense a little bit, but I thought Robert and Cam in particular, defending a guy that's a good player that has hurt us in the past, really helped us out.
Your free throw shooting was not your best, to say the least. What can you do? I imagine you're trying different things, but how do you try to address that beyond just?
Well, it's always a touchy subject because you don't want to get into the guy's head and all that stuff. So we're just trying to shoot a lot of them in practice, in between practices, and having guys shoot extra at the end of practice, different things like that. It's an Achilles heel for us right now, and it's. We should be a better free throw shooting team. Some guys who are good shooters aren't shooting the ball well from the free throw line. So it's important that we continue to work on that.
What do you use an acceptable percentage for
the team? For as a team,
right.
any team that shoots over 70% is a good free throw shooting team.
Yeah.
I think we have a bunch of guys that should be in the 75 range, and they're in the 65 range.
Right.
My theory is always you shoot 10 percentage points less in a game than you do in practice. So our goal every day in practice is for everybody to shoot over 80%.
That usually happens?
Yeah,
really?
It does. And there's a time or two where maybe guys don't shoot as well, but for the most part, there's a 80% clip. Every time we go to the free throw line, if you don't shoot 80%, you're on the line running after that particular section of free throws. And, for the most part, we don't have a lot of guys running. So we just got to keep working on it and step up to the line with confidence and knock them down.
Usually like 10 at a time or 20?
I usually go in terms of 5 minutes breaks in between. We always shoot them when we're tired after we've gone. And then at the end of practice, usually shoot 50, 25 to 50, depending on the time.
Cool.
And we've been charting those a lot more over the last 3 weeks. So, then you do different things during practice where, you know, obviously the line is 80%, but if there's two guys at a basket and you're shooting, whoever shoots the worst has another sprint if he didn't get over 80. So there's, you know, just trying to keep the guys focused and concentrated when they're up there.
Last couple of weeks you've had the quick turnarounds between games. This week a little different. You haven't, you know, that extra day. Do you do anything different practice-wise?
Well, you know, the one thing is we have an extra day heading into the first game. And then we go Thursday night and then Saturday afternoon and then Tuesday. What time is that game? Midnight again?
Coach isn't a big fan of these TV-based schedules,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you know, it's just, today will be a light day, and then we'll do our normal two-day prep, and then a one-day prep, and then a light two-day prep for Tuesday night. So, you know, today we'll, we'll get a lot of film work in over the next couple of days, and you know, today we'll just, get a sweat going and get some shots up and work on some offensive stuff.
First time against Clemson, Rob and Daniel only combined for 7 rebounds. So that, I guess that's one area where you feel like you're going to do a lot better this time around.
So you hope, because we need those guys with more than 7 rebounds.
Yeah.
They really hurt us on the offensive glass, in particular in that first half. It's a point of emphasis. The defense gets stops. You got to finish the possession with a rebound. And again, that allows us to get out and run. And you were at the game that first half. We were pushing the ball. And that's, we're still at our best when we do that. And we need to continue to do that and make good decisions while we do that.
You talked about, how Solomon's going to get his minutes and the reasons why he'll get his minutes. He had, I think, 17 against Virginia Tech. What did you see in that game that...
Well, some of those, it was out of necessity because of the foul trouble with Mufon. But he responded well. It was probably his best overall game. Just the took care of the ball, which was important for us. He was pretty good defensively. That's always the usually with younger players, that's always the issue, just being able to maintain concentration on defense. And he was able to see some times where he did exactly what we wanted to do defensively, but maybe wasn't ready to defend. He got a couple fouls on Green, making the right move defensively, but not maybe understanding, okay, I'm switching onto the leading scorer in the country. He's probably going to try to take me. You know what I mean? And so it's just, again, that it's all of the process of maturation for him. Obviously having some of those other guys out there that have logged a pretty good amount of minutes has helped him as well.
You've had, the three freshmen that are starting. You're giving them a lot of minutes. Do you worry at all about them having a cumulative effect as the season goes on?
Yeah, they're 18 or 19. Right. They better have, and that's, we had the whole system with our practice in terms of the monitors and all that stuff. So, I think they're pretty good. Now, that doesn't monitor their head, there's a mental point of that as well. Usually that hits around end of January because when you get into your, 18th, 19th, 20th game, that's usually all they're accustomed to playing, especially at the intensity level that they play at. I haven't seen any of that. Even though the Florida State game, as I said, was the one game I thought all year where all three of them collectively didn't play as well as we need them to play. And that's where I said that's where some of the veterans in the bench comes into play. It's really, really important for us down this stretch.
Yeah.
You look at the ACC now, and there's a pretty good log jam right in the middle of the pack right now. I guess next couple of weeks is a chance for Georgia Tech to really make some hay.
Yep, I'd agree. Is there a question in there somewhere?
is that something you look at as a coach?
Yeah. That's something you look at in terms of not only who we're playing, but who we've played already. And an opportunity, you know, as I said, you know, we're 3-2 over the last five games. And we lost, you know, the game went down to the wire at Clemson, and we lost on the last second shot against Florida State. You add in the Virginia Tech game earlier in the year. And again, you know, that's, unfortunately, that's part of the process. Guys have to, you know, you don't, this league, you don't get to make up games down the road. You don't get to say, okay, we squandered that one.
No more.
But down the road, we're going to be able to, there are no, I mean, like, again, you take a look and you say, okay, what game on the schedule, and you mark down, okay, that's a win. We're not at a point yet where we can do that. There are some teams in this league that, you know, are at a point in their program that they can do that. We're not. So, although you do take a look at, especially, you know, this stretch here, 2 out of 3 games at home, quick turnaround, you just got to look at it one game at a time, though. And let, you know, whatever happens outside of us happens.
You've got the ACC tournament sort of looming on the horizon. It's a month away. Do you do anything to get these kids prepared for it? I mean, you know, they're never really experienced this before, and it's pretty intense, or is it just...
Yeah, we can't worry about it. We just, you know, I just want to make sure the guys come to practice through the rain. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And that's so far away. We have, 7 games before we do that, and, you know, 7 games that we need to continue. If I'll feel good going into the tournament if we keep making the progress that we've made, in particular since the conference season started, because we're a much better team than we were on January 4th or 5th.
Is there a goal you have in mind for the tournament, a seed you'd like to be at? Or?
Okay. Again, with the logjam, that thing probably won't be determined until that last week of the season.
Yeah.
You know, so I do think that, you know, there's, once that tournament starts, as you've seen all these games, in particular this week, you know, other than Miami, I don't think there's any team that would be afraid of playing anybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, obviously, Miami is a team that has completely separated themselves. As you know, Duke has found ways to win, you know. And I think maybe the team outside of Miami that's playing the best right now is Virginia.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. So, you know, it'll be, again, I'm not sure anybody going into the tournament last year thought that Florida State was going to win it. You know, so I think you're going to see the same type of scenario this year.
When you think of Clemson, the first two guys that come to mind naturally are Jennings and Booker, but another guy that hurt you a little bit was McDaniels in that first game.
He did. He hurt us on the glass, made a couple threes. We lost him a couple times. And he's a good enough player and, an exceptional athlete where he takes advantage of your lack of concentration sometimes off the ball. And you know, because of the, you know, sometimes less possessions against Clemson, they're willing to get the shot clock into under 10 a lot. You know, you can't have those lapses, and we had just enough. You know, it doesn't take many. When you lose on the last possession like we did, then, you know, it doesn't take many lapses to cause you the game.
I was at the Athletic Association board meeting last week, and one thing they were talking about was, I think there's a student rep on it, and he was going to try to look into why the student attendance wasn't better at games. And obviously, I'm sure you want to phrase it the right way, but I imagine you'll take as many people as the one to show up and come to.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been pleased with the students in terms of their support. I really have been.
Virginia game.
Yeah, you know, it's a Sunday afternoon, Super Bowl Sunday. What was it? It was a 3 o'clock game,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
You know, they probably rolled out of bed at noon, wanted to get a couple hours of studying in to get ready for the Super Bowl. So that's the only game, you know, that I didn't think that they were out in full force. You know what I mean? I think our students have been pretty darn good. Yeah. And we need them. There's no doubt. I'd like to have that, you know, student section packed every single game, and for those guys to start taking, you know, almost acting as the leaders of the entire crowd. And I think as we continue, you know, we have a piece to play in it too, you know. And I think we've done a, you know, pretty good job at home so far. But, you know, and, you know, the people who are promoting it and so forth know we're willing to do whatever. I've been to the fraternities and the sororities and stuff like that and different things, but I've been pleased with the students. Yeah. It can always get better, and you know, I think it will as we continue to make improvements.
With the Cornelder signs and such that they had, did that ever happened to you at another school, or where they had been like, I mean, because he really liked it from what I saw.
I think that's a practice a lot of schools use in terms of if they know recruits are coming in or whatever the case might be. But again, I can't talk about anybody because he's a recruit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, they, for not answer your question in specific, the student groups can help in a lot of ways. They can help the team. They can help on recruit, you know, with the recruiting, different things like that. But I'd rather probably not talk about anything with the recruiting when it comes to the students. Good.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it, guys.
I didn't get to listen to the teleconference this morning. It was strange.